This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards, in cooperation with the Delta Regional Authority, announced funding Monday for 7 new infrastructure projects to assist with economic development along the Mississippi River.
Each of the 7 Louisiana projects is designed to make tangible improvements to cities and towns in rural areas across our state.
Meanwhile, at the Board of Commerce and Industry, Together Louisiana's members were protesting consideration of industrial tax exemption renewals.
The governor has said in his executive order what is expected in order to say yes to these, and we do not have any governmental entities that are saying that they approve. And until that happens, the answer should be no.
But board staff said the renewal request predated the governor's executive order.
The applications were filed prior to June 24th of 2016.
Diane Hanley of Together Louisiana says the renewals violate the spirit of that order.
We can take a look at how many jobs have been created. In actuality, the number of jobs of which ITIP renewal applicants succeeded or fell short is minus 824.
When I saw that, that don't look too good.
Robert Adley, the governor's representative on the board, observed and asked about the controversy. The governor was clear.
There is no backtracking from what I said we will do to rein that program in, to make sure that it's focused on job creation and that we are not giving away local tax dollars without locals having input.
The board voted to delay action until the industries consulted with local government and provided proof of job creation. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.